Over coffee and donuts in his office, a subdued Brownback pressed his case with reporters, expressing frustration at his inability to convince voters that problems in the ag, oil, and aircraft sectors of the economy, not his tax cuts, are to blame for the state's ongoing budget problems.
So your old base of the economy has continued to struggle while we invest in trying to build the new pieces of the economy. And that's happening.
Brownback says voters should be rewarding, not punishing, lawmakers who helped him pass the tax cuts, which he says have been a boon to the state's small business owners. But Brownback also appears resigned to the fact that he'll have a much different legislature to contend with in the final 2 years of his term, a legislature with a mandate to roll back, at least in part, the tax cuts that haven't yet delivered the shot of adrenaline that he once promised. In Topeka, I'm Jim McLean.